Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. Do not be fooled by the sound in the background.
Broadcasting live from your local mall food court.
It does sound like we're broadcasting from a food court, but we're not. We are at my house, and we've got a Memorial Day party that is still going on.
Yes.
You're just going to hear a little bit of riffraff in the background.
Every child at every family gathering always turns into Austin Powers, where they can't regulate the level of their voice.
Now, are you saying that just about my family or everyone's family?
Every family.
Yeah. Well, one of the conveniences of having all of my family here at the same time that I happen to be doing a show is that some of the people from the past on our show and all the characters you know and love are all here in the same spot.
Very true.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Uncle Mike to the studio.
Yay!
Say hi, Uncle Mike.
Hello.
So, now, is he on this mic right here?
He should be on that one, probably.
Uncle Mike, say something again.
Hello.
There we go. So Uncle Mike was on one of our earlier shows because he had an incident where he...
Like a good neighbor, Michael, Uncle Mike is there.
Like a good neighbor, Uncle Mike is there.
In the lobby.
Uncle Mike went to go pay his bill at State Farm and his insurance building crashed into their building. Now, you haven't been driving much since then, right?
I haven't driven at all.
So now,
really? Not at all?
Nope.
That, all right. Well, was it because of that or just...
Yeah, I fired myself.
All right. Fair.
What did they end up sending you a bill for,
no.
for the building? No. Did they terminate your coverage or anything?
No.
No.
It was actually Jamie's van.
Oh, okay.
She had an insurance with a different company.
Oh, even better. Bill it to the other company.
So they had to bill another company for you running into their
building. I guess so.
That's awesome.
And it was a brick building, right?
Right.
Yeah. And did you went to the hospital after that, right?
Well, this is being the operative word there.
It
messed
brick.
Up the door frame of the building.
Which was not brick.
So did you walk in and say, here's my payment and here's my deductible.
It scared the heck out of them.
I bet it did. Anytime you have a car coming through a building, that's not a good day.
Typically, no.
But you've been good since then, and Uncle Mike was in a great mood today. What did you drink on the way here?
An energy drink.
Now, last time...
The Monster one that tastes like bubblegum.
And what does it have in it? Ginseng?
Ginseng.
And what were you all excited about over the ginseng?
I was telling her it's supposed to make you horny.
All right.
Uncle Mike walks in.
Typically not a feeling you want to be feeling at a family function.
Uncle Mike walks in the door, and the first thing he starts doing is lifting up his shirt to show everybody his belly, because apparently you've gained some weight lately, which is a good thing, right?
Right.
So you're very proud of your belly.
Well, not really, but...
Yeah. How does it look right now?
At least I know I'm eating good.
Let me see it. Lift up the shirt.
It's a good belly.
That's like a 4 or 5 month pregnant belly.
Yeah, she thought I was bloated.
No, no.
Nope.
I think that might be my barbecue.
That's barbecue and ginseng right there.
Barbecue. So he walked in and said, look at my belly. And I drank ginseng and I'm horny.
Nice.
The other benefit is that we have a Farticus here. Who was, now, Uncle Mike, you're in my family, so we love farts and pooping and all disgusting things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have you ever seen Farticus in real life?
No, just on your show.
But no,
you've
you're
heard
in for
him
a treat.
On the show. Okay, you're in for a treat. Now, we have the special...
Farticus Mike.
The special fart mic.
Which is taped brown.
Yes.
Which signifies the color.
So let's have young Farticus come on in.
Farticus! Oh, Farticus.
Uncle Mike, you're going to hold this to his butt.
I got to do it.
Yep. Where art thou, Farticus? Yep.
Come on in, Farticus. All right, so Ethan.
Farticus is apparently Voltron now.
Ethan, take.
Three people come into the room to form Farticus.
All right, Farticus, take Hoss's mic. Well, take Uncle Mike's mic. Here, swing it just a little bit away. How you doing, Farticus?
Good.
Good. Talking real close to that. Are you excited to be out of school for the summer?
Yep.
Yep. So the other day, I was taking Farticus somewhere, and he proudly told me that he has learned how to fart the Eye of the Tiger theme song.
That's amazing.
Now, I don't want to put pressure on you today. Are you going to fart the Eye of the Tiger today, or do you just want to rip a couple for us?
I still need to practice Eye of the
Tiger. You want to keep working on Eye on the Tiger? Mm-hmm. Well, Uncle Mike has never seen your fart in real life. So if you don't mind, I'll pull up my fake fart. Let me find it. Where is it at? This one?
Look under F for fart. There you go.
All right. So I'm going to play my fake fart, and then we're going to have Ethan fart, and we're going to see which one was the better fart. Okay, here's the fake one again. That's a pretty good one. So Uncle Mike, if you'll take this microphone.
Do I need to hold my nose?
No.
Nope.
Just hold that microphone. Now, young Farticus has to get in a very special position on the ground.
You got to hold it right to Farticus' butt there.
If you hold it just right up to his butt there and just give him a minute, he'll get one ready
really
for
point
us.
Point it right where it's going to come out. You got
to get one loaded in the chamber.
There you go.
That is great.
Just give him a minute. He'll work out a couple more.
So, they pretty much have college scholarships for everything. I'm fairly sure he'll get money for college for doing this.
A little closer there.
Oh, that was wet.
Which microphone is that?
He's on this one right here.
Oh, that was a lot of air. Be careful for what's coming next. All right.
Can
a guy do that?
All right.
And it never stops.
All right, one more good one. Oh. Hang on.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Is that it? Hang on, let's all be quiet. We'll let Farticus do a grand finale. Is he on this mic right here?
Yes.
Are you 100% sure?
Unless something changed in the last 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's magic.
What do your friend buddies find out about that?
somebody get a lighter and a match.
That soccer tournament we had in Kansas, one of the soccer buddies, they're like, hey, Ethan, show me how to do that.
Okay.
He's probably got a friend because he can do that.
All right, buddy, go ahead and stand up.
Yeah, seriously.
That was about two minutes and nothing but farting. Here, get right here on this microphone. Right there on that microphone. Farticus, I just want to thank you because what you have is a God-given talent.
It's a gift.
Don't let anybody ever tell you different.
Okay.
The fact that you can... Oh, Jesus Christ, somebody open the window. Hang on. The fact that you can do that.
On command.
And not just on command, but so well. Like, he's talented at it. It's not like he can just do it once in a while.
Right.
Like, anytime I want, I can be like, dude, drop and fart. And it's like the best party trick ever. All right?
Oh.
So we just want to say thank you. We wanted to refresh everybody because everybody was asking for more farts from you. We're going to have you on again sometime soon, and we'll do the fart contest, okay?
Ooh, okay.
I bet if he was in our school's talent show, if he started farting, he would win first place no matter what, every single time.
Why have we not put this kid in a talent show yet?
Exactly.
That would be... We have to do that.
At the school you guys went to, that's getting DNQ'd.
If he did this at school, if he knew the point would be that
we would not tell them what he was going to do. They would think he was going
to Don't you have to audition?
No.
Oh, well then.
No. Wreck the show, it'd be over.
Perfect.
We would give him a microphone. They would all think he's going to sing, and then he would drop in the farting position. That's going to happen. I just want you to know that.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Farticus. Thanks for coming by.
Bye.
All right. So, Uncle Mike, swing that microphone back over to your face. We literally just did an entire segment on farting.
Well, I mean, not just farting, but like on-demand farting, which is, that's a gift.
He has, Uncle Mike, have you ever seen anything like that?
No. Unreal.
And you're married to a woman who has some of the greatest flatulence I've ever seen in my life. How often does Aunt Linda fart? Is she the most common farter
Half
in your
family?
Half a
dozen times a day, maybe.
I remember we were at Christmas one time, and she bent over one time in front of him. And Uncle Mike, who never says a word, said, I hope that thing ain't loaded. And there was her butt in his face. It was similar to the lion picture that you posted of the...
Oh,
that was terrible. That was hideous. Yes. Well, before we move on to the next segment, we can't not at least talk about the Blues. I know that it's been a couple of days, and it seems like it's been talked about endlessly the last couple of days. And everybody's kind of moving on, but Uncle Mike, what did you think about the Blues' performance this year?
They had a good year.
Yeah.
But they just didn't play well against San Jose.
That is an understatement.
And the last and the first couple games, I could tell that I thought San Jose were better than us.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to have a bad game every once in a while. They had a few too many. What do you guys think next year as far as is Backus coming back? Is Hitchcock coming back?
I think Hitchcock might have saved his.
Yeah. Well, I think if he comes back, it's a similar one-year deal. Because I don't think either of them really want long-term deals at this point.
Yeah, well, I think Backus would take one here. If it were up to me, and not just because he's my friend, I think that Backus proves himself all the time.
I'm afraid that the Blues aren't going to have the money to pay him.
Yeah.
Backus is only 32.
But the thing is, this is going to be his last long-term and big deal.
Right.
And
so you want to get as much as you can in that last one.
I heard, I think it was NHL radio on satellite said it best that if you pay him $6 million, $7 million a year, you're really paying for two, maybe three good years, and then the downslide is going to come.
And really, all we need is one cup.
Yep.
We just want one cup and we can rebuild
in
after that.
In a perfect scenario, as much as I would love to see him stay, in a perfect scenario, the Blues would have won the cup this year. The team and David shake hands and go their separate ways.
That would have been ideal, and he could have retired his glory days somewhere in Minnesota where he's closer to family. But now, I mean, a player like him doesn't want to go to Minnesota because they want to win the cup, right?
Well, I mean, Minnesota's not too far off. I mean, they beat us last year.
Yeah,
they got into the playoffs again.
Right.
It's just that Central Division's tough, man.
Yeah.
As much as I want to win a cup, I think if I want to do that, I go east. Because the East is way easier than the West right now.
Yeah, I don't know. If it were up to me, I would start with Backus and say, do you want to stay? How much do you want to stay for? Can we do it? And then I would go down from there.
You know who I think we keep? Because he's the poor man's David Backus.
Who?
Troy Brouwer.
Yeah, and I know a lot of players are going to go. There was something special all year with Steve Ott and the way that he stayed.
I agree.
The way that he stayed plugged into that team through a huge injury.
I could see Ott staying just from the standpoint that I don't think he's going to command a lot of money anywhere.
Right.
I think it's really going to come down to if the Blues want him.
Right.
If the Blues want him, I think he stays.
The fans want him.
He should have played more.
He absolutely should have played more, and I said the same thing, because I am not a hockey expert. You won't see me on Facebook. You'll see me talk about hockey a lot, but, I mean, and I know more than most, 30 females, but I don't understand why a player like Steve Ott is good enough to play every single game in the season. If he would have been healthy, he would have played, and then all of a sudden the playoffs come, and Hitchcock doesn't need him.
He's only playing 7-8 minutes a game.
Yeah.
But he's giving 150% when he's out there.
He is.
And he agitates the other players.
The wild card of this whole thing is going to be Vladimir Sobotka.
You're right. Which, to be honest,
I could take him or leave him, to be honest.
Boy, bye.
Yeah. The way he went out 2 years ago, peace out.
Is he wanting back?
He wants to come back, and we own his rights for, I think, at least one, if not 2 years. So if he comes back, somebody's out of a job.
I feel the same way about Sobotka. You're the one who left. We don't really... I mean, he was a great player and he could have made a difference, but...
He was a good player.
All right.
Let's not go great. St. Louis loves to make every third line forward a great Hall of Fame player.
Right.
He's a good face-off man.
Yeah,
yes.
He was our face-off guy. But, if it were my team, I'd start with Backus and try to land him first, and then I'd build the team around him. I don't know. We love him, though.
I agree. I would love to see him back. Congratulations on getting on the Team USA.
Yeah,
Fabry's going to be good.
At the expense of Phil Kessel, nonetheless.
Fabry's going to be great.
Yep.
Fabry's going to be great. Parayko is going to be great.
Yep.
Everybody keeps saying that we are like one good player away from winning. I think we had those players. I think that, like Uncle Mike said, there's players like Steve Ott who know how to flip that switch and play playoff hockey, and there's players who don't. And unfortunately, we had a whole handful of them that couldn't reach that next level. So I think we have the players. They just didn't play for us. So
I agree.
But anyway, we hope that
San Jose was hot at the right time.
They did. San Jose peaked at the right time, and yeah.
Our defense forgot how to play defense.
That sure would have helped us. We
in that last game, we didn't decide to play until the third period.
That was all. That was,
can we go ahead and call those the most irrelevant two goals in Blues history?
Yes, irrelevant.
Like when he scored twice, I was like, yeah, sure. Go ahead, get on the score sheet now, buddy.
Go ahead and get a third one. Because yeah.
If he had gotten a hat trick, I would have called that the most meaningless hat trick in Blues history. You've been absent for five games, two-thirds of the last game, and then you score a hat trick.
Well, we hope that the boys, the players, the Blues have a great summer with their families because they enjoy it. They enjoy the time off. We cannot
wait. They need it.
We can't wait for them to come back in September for training camp or whenever they return.
Speaking of camps, if anyone knows Wayne Gretzky, let me know because I don't want to go into stalker mode.
Right,
but I'm getting stalky.
We'll get into that next. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Manor Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show has a big announcement. Are you ready?
I'm yes.
You think?
I hope.
Considering you have no idea what I'm going to say?
Absolutely not.
Rachel Witt sold our house.
Yay!
Woo! So the Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Rachel Witt at Remax, who we have not been happier with than this week because our house is under contract. We are so excited.
That's awesome.
Buying and selling a house is such a big decision that you only do it a handful of times in your life.
If you're lucky.
Don't screw up and pick the wrong one. We've been down that road and it's not fun.
No, it's really not.
This is the third house that we have bought, and this is by far the best situation we have ever been in. Rachel Witt is amazing. She is a veteran in this business, and you know, I'm just kind of picky. I like to go with the best in almost everything I do.
Sure.
And the best is Rachel Witt. If you are buying or selling a home, you know, she will be there for you from the process from beginning to end. If you do reach out to her, make sure that you tell her that the Kelly Mano Show sent her. If you are buying or selling a home, call Rachel Witt today at 636-720-3836. You can also go to her website, which is homesalesinstcharles.com, or give her a call at 636-720-3836. Oh, that first segment was such a train wreck.
In a good way.
Yeah. I mean, it was really a train wreck.
Yes, yes.
I feel a little bit more composed now. Not a ton, but a little.
A little?
Yeah. One thing I want to say is that producer Gary is not here.
No.
His dad is really, really sick. He's been put on hospice care in California. So our thoughts and prayers are with Gary and his family. I've been through it. It's not a lot of fun. And so he is going to be out there taking care of his family, being with his dad until further notice. And we will keep you guys up to date on that. And, of course, if you get a chance, throw up a prayer or two for producer Gary, specifically a Jewish one. But we are thinking about you, Gary, and we are wishing you well. So as I said in the last commercial break, we have a contract on our house.
That's so awesome.
Which means the Manos are moving into the Turtle House. It looks like we're going to get the keys here in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Now, we've been calling it the Turtle House, and I'm not going to tell anybody why, because I'm not even going to really tell the listeners. I don't want anyone to know where I'm moving.
Okay.
Just for kind of privacy reasons, I'd rather not talk about where we're moving or why. But anytime we say the Turtle House, we are talking about our new house.
Okay.
And that could be because we found a turtle in the backyard the first time we saw it. It could be because the living room is decorated in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle decor,
which would be badass.
It could be that the house is in the shape of a turtle. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's going to always be
many ideas and possibilities.
It's going to be a mystery to the listeners, but we are moving into the Turtle House, and I have all three of my kiddos who just walked in the studio. Hey, Lucy, pull down that microphone a little bit more. Stretch it out. The white bar. Yep, just kind of bend it down. Yep. And can you talk in that microphone? Can you get in there?
Just a second.
Yeah, you don't even need the headphones. Just talk right there into that microphone. And
hi,
that's Lucy. She's our 8-year-old. Lucy, are you excited? Tell us what you feel about moving and going to the new house.
I feel kind of nervous. I feel kind of sad. I feel kind of happy.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I tried to explain to the kids the other day what the word bittersweet meant.
Oh, that's a good term.
And it turned into some kind of argument. I don't, you know, everything. Right.
We have no clue what that means.
I told you bittersweet means...
You just described it when you described how you feel about moving.
It's when you're a little sad about something. What are you sad about leaving?
I'm going to miss my friends.
Yeah. Well, I told you, you know, we're not... Some people have to move a lot. And we're only moving like 20 minutes away. So
it's
we're,
true.
Yep. And Libby Lou, what are you excited about? Go right over there.
But we're going to be an hour away from Grandma.
You're not going to be... Oh, we are going to be almost... We're going to be about 40 minutes away from Mama.
We're already like 30.
All right. Libby Lou, what are you excited about at the new house?
She's like, oh.
What about the lake?
The lake?
Tell everybody what's in our backyard.
A humongous lake.
Yes, we went out there the other day, and Libby Lou brought me a bouquet of goose feathers.
Nice.
Which was disgusting. And Rocky, what are you excited about at the new house? Go over there, buddy.
It's got a big fridge.
Yeah, like I can eat a lot of food and kick a ball.
Got a big yard I can run in.
And do boy stuff.
What are you excited about? Pull that microphone up high. There we go. Where's your dad, by the way?
Dad!
What are you excited about in the new house?
Whenever winter comes, everybody's been saying that the lake freezes, you know, so now I can ice skating on the huge frozen lake.
Oh my god, that scares the hell out of me.
It's about like 5 times the size as a regular ice rink.
Well, you're going to play hockey in a life jacket then, because mom and Pons don't get along well. What are we going to do? Like, all of the kids are going to get new rooms, so Rocky, what do you want your room to be decorated in?
Twin Bridges Lightning stuff, which is the team that I play for in hockey.
Yeah.
And Blues.
Blues? Lucy, what do you want your room decorated in?
Sparkles.
Who's that, buddy?
Butterflies.
Sparkles and rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, no mustaches.
Oh, she wants mustaches in her room.
Mustaches?
Mustaches, emojis, everything that's cool.
Libby Lou, what do you want your room to be?
Rocky's and Libby's room are not cool.
What do you want your room, Libby Lou?
Owls.
Owls and purple stuff?
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll work on it. Okay, you guys got to get out of here for a minute.
Wait, are mustaches cool?
Yeah, mustaches are, like, they're actually kind of like a year into being cool. They're on the upswing.
Wait, really? And I also want emojis.
Emojis? Yeah.
It's so, like, the big poo emoji?
The first time she actually planned her room, she said
Rocky's got a poop emoji pillow that he sleeps with
every
night.
I bought one for my dog.
Oh, that's right. I saw it because we came to your house the other night to watch the Showtime thing for the Blues.
Yep.
All right, you guys got to get out of here for a minute because we're going to talk about a kid almost getting eaten by a gorilla.
True story.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Okay, I'm staying.
Go.
I'm staying.
Out.
I'm just
out. All right, I'm going to turn off your microphone then. So we got to talk about the animal stuff because lately it's just going crazy. The first thing that we saw was a couple weeks ago, those people were driving to like a nature reserve. And they put a baby bison in their car.
Yeah.
And they got to the exit or whatever and showed the park ranger, hey, this bison was like dying and we put it in our car. And people made a total mockery out of the people who picked up the bison. And they're like, hey, idiots, don't put wildlife in your car, which is kind of what I thought at first, too. But then some video started to surface of that same baby bison earlier in the day. I guess some people were driving through and it approached other people and it was actually going up to the front of their car trying to stay against the engine to stay warm.
Stay warm.
And so the bison was clearly either already abandoned or dying, which is common in that area because it is a animal sanctuary reserve.
Yep.
It is not a zoo. They don't feed the animals. They don't take care of the animals. They pretty much
let nature do what nature does.
They let nature happen, which is why the bison was put down because everybody's like, well, why didn't it go to a zoo? Why didn't it? And I think there were quarantine reasons, first of all, that it would have had.
Sure.
It would have had to be quarantined. It would have been expensive. And then... you know, also they said, hey, we don't do that. We don't have the funds to do that. Yeah. We don't have the funds to transfer an animal. I still think something could have been done.
I agree. I mean, I get why people were saying, hey, don't put wildlife in your car. But at the same time, I think basic compassion is if you see someone in distress, be it a human or an animal,
you help
you're going
them.
To try to help it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that these people just got out of their car and like...
We're like, cool.
I think that honestly, this bison was probably already dying.
Yeah.
And had they not put it in their car, it would have died anyway.
I agree.
Apparently, it's pretty common for bison to abandon their young. So,
really?
Yeah, I kind of read up on it a little bit because everybody was just hating on the people who put it in their car. And I'm
dumb.
Like, let me read about this. And yeah, it turned out, you know, it's not like the people, you know, the bison would have died either way.
Sure.
So now we have the story in Cincinnati of this gorgeous 17-year-old gorilla.
Yep.
That was big, one of those big, just beautiful black silverback gorillas that mm-hmm. was shot dead in front of, you know, people at a zoo because a 4-year-old got in the enclosure with the gorilla. Have you watched the video?
No, I don't need to watch that video.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I read the article. I get what happened. I don't need to see them shoot the gorilla to know that the gorilla's dead.
They didn't show that part, at least not that I could find.
Okay.
The part that I saw was the boy in the enclosure screaming.
Yeah.
And the gorilla just dragging him around like a rag doll.
Right.
And he was in water, too. And you could hear the mom saying, "It's okay, Isaiah. Mommy's right here. Mommy's right here." In my mind, mommy would have already been down in the moat with him.
Yeah. You know, without seeing the video, I probably shouldn't comment too much, but my first thought is, was the gorilla attacking this kid, or in the gorilla's frame of reference, was it trying to help a child
right.
who was in distress?
It did look at one point like the gorilla was trying to coerce him underneath him, like to comfort him.
Right.
But it's hard to tell.
Right. And then I read at some point they said that the more the kid was screaming, the more agitated the gorilla seemed to be.
Correct.
Getting. So, I mean, look, it is a shame that they had to shoot a gorilla. It is. However, if this was your kid,
right.
or my kid, or any of the listeners' kids,
yes,
and you have to save your son or daughter, you're going to shoot that gorilla.
There's not even a question.
Oh, now, obviously, the first question is,
where the hell were the parents?
Where the hell were the parents? And to a degree, I understand that. But accidents happen, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't have kids. It's hard for me to talk about parenting. But I've been around enough families to know that it doesn't take too hell along for you to be looking at something over here and all of a sudden little Johnny's in a gorilla cage.
Right. Now, the best parents in the world have misplaced their kids.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've bent down to fold a towel at a pool and put it in our bag and turned around and had a kid gone.
Yeah.
And just, they're nowhere to be found. And so, you know, we judge society no matter what. And then it's like, why are you a helicopter parent? Why do you have a leash on your kid?
Right.
Well, why did you let your kid go in the gorilla pit?
Because if you don't, you're going to get slaughtered as a horrible parent.
Right. I mean, and you know, it does cross my mind that of all the places to helicopter parent, a gorilla pit would be a good one.
I agree with that.
Okay. Like I said, there's places.
There's times and places to be overly protective.
Yes. I wanted to start off this segment by first of all saying that I hate zoos. I think everybody knows that. I am a big animal lover and advocate, and some zoos, they get it right. Some things
St. Louis
are right.
Is pretty good.
St. Louis is all right. I don't agree with us having a polar bear. I have no idea why a climate like ours of 104 degree summers thought it would be a good idea to get a polar bear. I think it's ignorant. If I could go back and uninvent the zoo, I would. But I can't. So, therefore, with what we're left with, you know, we built these habitats for these animals and bring these people in to look at them. And then when they do their natural instincts, they get shot and killed. And I just think it's sad on all parts.
It is. You know, I don't share the same view with you as I do on zoos.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, and it's too long of a story to get into in this one segment, I had a remarkable encounter with a gorilla at our zoo.
Wow.
Where, long story short, there's the indoor part where it's all glass.
Right.
I sat down on one side of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a field trip of kids who were up banging
on
the glass.
Were you a kid or a
grown
up?
No, I was 20s, college age.
Sure.
And there were kids banging on the glass, as they usually do. There was this one gorilla who was getting really upset who would run and come bang the glass back.
Oh, yeah.
And then run away. Well, I sat down. And he ended up coming and just sitting down next to me.
Yeah.
And, like, was checking me out and hit the glass a few times, and I didn't run away.
Yeah.
I ended up putting my hand on the glass, and he put his back mm-hmm. right on top of mine. And when I would move it, he would move it. When I would move it, he would move it. And to the point where everyone stopped beating the glass and was watching. They are extraordinarily intelligent animals.
Very much so.
And that is an experience that I would have never been able to have had it not been for a zoo. I think that the problems with zoos... from the animal side has gotten much better.
Yeah.
They're no longer places where you go and you see animals in 10 by 10 cages. You just pace back and forth.
The zoo, what bothers me is like the indoor monkey house. Those primates that are stuck with no fresh air.
Yeah.
That bothers me a lot. The bear habitats are horrible.
Oh, have you seen the new ones though?
Well, they're being rebuilt, but where are those bears while they're being rebuilt?
They send them to other zoos.
I assume they had them in the back somewhere. You know, and like, you know, the camel area is small. And
they're redoing all that next. I will say, like, I totally get where you're coming from, but I don't know how long it's been since you've been to the St. Louis Zoo.
I did. I took Libby Lou because Libby Lou is an animal lover. And Libby Lou is, I do think they're just people who have natural connections with animals and people who don't. Like maybe you with your experience.
Yep.
Because I'll go to the zoo all the time and walk all over for 3 hours and see like one rhinoceros butt. But I went with Libby Lou and every single animal is out. And
it does seem like it's very hit and miss.
Yes. And Libby Lou would stand in front of the sea lion thing and she would do her arms
yep,
certain way
and
the sea lions will follow your hand.
It's so great when you have experiences like that.
It is. You know, none of us know what happened with the kid in the zoo. You know, and fault goes on a lot of people. Yeah, it was absolutely the mom's fault. And apparently this kid had to get like over a fence
yep.
and then under a wire and then over like a cement moat. Like it was
I think if there's a bulk of blame to be put on anyone, it's not necessarily the parent's fault for not watching. I think it's society for not emphasizing enough like these are wild animals.
Right.
This is not your neighbor's dog. You can't go up and pet it
right.
because you think it's cute.
Yeah.
And I think that there is too much of a sense of playtime.
Exactly.
When you're at the zoo.
Yeah.
Which you should have fun, but there is a reason
yeah.
that there is a 20-foot wall and a moat separating you from a 2,000-pound gorilla.
People are so stupid. You could build a 20-foot wall, a 25-foot wall. They'd still find a way to climb it.
I agree.
I think that our zoos really should have a zookeeper at, you know, almost each exhibit, not just for safety reasons, but also for information reasons.
Oh, I agree.
Like, the kids would love to ask questions.
Absolutely.
There have been issues in the past where, you know, especially with the new, with cell phones and social media, where kids are jumping into the areas of, like, non-harmful animals, like the tortoises,
yeah.
and, like, doing, like, gross poses with them and stuff like that. And so I just think that we're kind of to a point in our society where, you know, something like a zoo and animals, it's like you almost got to babysit people.
Yes. And that's not just kids. That's adults, too. That's
yeah,
all ages. People
yeah.
are dumb.
People are very dumb.
A person is smart. People are vastly stupid.
Good Lord. So we're going to come back in a minute. We got lots of stuff to talk about. We're going to do a lot of celebrity news next.
Okay.
We got Johnny Depp beating his wife. Chloe filed for divorce from Lamar again. Bill Cosby is, in fact, a pervert.
Yep. Wayne Gretzky's getting stalked.
Oh, okay. We will talk about Wayne Gretzky. I promise. And here, I'm going to write his name down right next to Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, God. What's wrong with Kelly now?
Wayne Gretzky. All right. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Hoss, can I ask you a weird question?
Sure, why stop now?
You don't have children.
Nope.
Do you have life insurance?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Is it through your work or is it a policy you took out on yourself?
A bit of both.
Yeah. The first time that I ever felt like a grown-up was when I took out life insurance. Because,
really?
Yeah, Jimmy and I had been married like a year, and we had just had Rocky, and you know, we were really young, and somebody brought it up. I'm like, holy cow. I'm like, you're right. We're supposed to have that.
Yeah.
And I remember we each took out these little $30,000 policies, and that was like the first time I felt like a grown-up. And, you know, as time moves on and things change and houses get bigger and more kids are born, oh, yeah. We have much more than that now.
Yep.
If you don't have life insurance, I cannot recommend anyone higher than Arrow Insurance Specialties. Angela Fusaro McCormick is our agent. I've known Ange since back in our high school days. She is an independent insurance agent. She worked with 7 different companies. Whether it's life insurance you're looking for, your auto, your home, your business, whatever you need, Arrow Insurance Specialties can find the best rate for you. They shop the rates for you. All you have to do is call them or send an email. I did everything by email, and Angela was able to save us $672 a year just on our auto alone. So if you want to get in touch with Arrow Insurance Specialties and Angela, her number is 314-450-8384. Their website is www.arrownow.net. As always, if you get in touch with them, please tell them that the Kelly Mano Show sent you. Should we talk about Wayne Gretzky first before we forget?
Sure, if you want to. I'll always talk about Wayne Gretzky.
So you're not very starstruck. You work in the music industry. You worked in radio before.
Yep.
However, do you have like a man crush on Wayne Gretzky, or is it just because he was so great?
Because he's maybe the greatest professional athlete I've ever seen.
And you were a big fan of him in his heyday, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so now that he retired... And he, I guess, he lives part-time here in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, he's got a house in Frontenac. Go figure.
And so, yeah. Darn, he doesn't live in Hazelwood.
I know.
He's in town this week for the Wayne Gretzky camp.
Yes.
That Rocky did not sign up for because
Correct.
It is $800.
It's not cheap.
But he's going to be around this week for the camp, and you are looking to get, what, a jersey signed?
Well, I mean... In a perfect world, I have 5 Wayne Gretzky jerseys. But
oh my
gosh,
you freaking selfish only child.
Let's not. I mean, I was just going to say, let's not be greedy.
Well, yeah.
I would like to get my authentic Gretzky St. Louis Blues jersey signed.
Now, would you wear it again or would it go in a
Hell
frame?
Hell no, it would get framed.
That's
That drives me effing crazy. There's a guy, and I see him at least twice a year at the Blues games, who has an authentic Gretzky jersey, and it's signed, and he's wearing it. And I'm like, I hope someone behind you spills cheese sauce on that. Or you get beer spilled on it or ripped. Like, you dumb idiot. There's two things that bother me with jerseys. Well, 3. But the big 2 are, 1, when you have something. If it's like the fourth line dude from 1988, fine, whatever. If you have a signed Hall of Famer jersey,
don't
wear it.
Yeah.
Number 2 is, if you're going to get a jersey lettered up, have it be the proper era jersey of what that player wore.
Sure.
Like, I would not get the Blues 3rd jersey and put Wayne Gretzky on it.
Right, I understand that.
And I see a lot of that.
Do you really? That would look weird.
But what I see it in is the era prior to what he was.
Yeah.
Because he was on the team when they had like the red diagonal letters and stuff like that. The era before that, I see a ton of Gretzky jerseys.
See,
and those are incorrect.
I might not even recognize that, but if somebody was wearing like the 3rd jersey now, like the dark blue with the Gretzky, that would just look weird.
I saw a dark blue Craig Janney, and I went up and shook the dude's hand. I'm like, you might be the only person who likes that player more than me.
So are you going to stalk the rink this week? Are you going
to
like...
If I have to, I have to. Like, I always have since I was a kid. I have collected autographs and memorabilia.
Yeah.
And... having a signed Gretzky jersey is
the complete.
It is the centerpiece of my collection.
Are you?
And I don't have it yet.
Are you at least going to drive by the rink once or twice?
Oh, I plan on trying to at least a couple times all week.
Do you want to borrow one of my kids so that you don't?
No, I mean, from what I understand, last year he was very accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
And stood out in the lobby and just signed autographs.
Yeah, because I saw like a lot of the kids that got their picture taken with him, the dads were in the picture too.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them. It's Wayne Gretzky.
So, I mean, look, dude, I would love to get a picture. I don't necessarily need one. If he would just sign my jersey and I can fade off into the, back into the crowd, that's great.
Yep.
You know, I was lucky enough, and I won't say who sent it to me, but somebody sent me Wayne's address, so I have his home address.
Oh, shit, that's trouble.
I don't think I can cross that line.
No.
And I think because of what I do, I know, like, when someone's at home, they want to be at home.
Of course.
So I think I respect him enough to not cross that barrier. But,
so would it
like,
be...
I want this really bad.
Would it be inappropriate for us to do the next show from the bottom of his driveway?
I mean,
just set
it's
up
your
shop.
Show. If just, you want to do it, I'll just, be there.
We are live from Wayne Gretzky's driveway, and he has no idea.
Until they get us kicked out, or he just signs the jersey, one of the two.
When he signs the jersey, we'll leave, or when the police show up.
Right.
All right. We'll see if we can get something mobile set up. We'll work on that. Lots of celebrity news to go over from the weekend. First of all, Bill Cosby is a pervert. We already knew that, but now it's come out that he did, in fact, he's admitted to some of this, you know, sexual assault, drugging these women, things like that. And it's just
it's so weird. It destroys the legacy of Bill Cosby family, man.
It does. And it's not like this was just a one-time thing. Like, he was a schemey perv.
Poor Camille.
Yeah, his wife. And she just sits there and smiles in those interviews.
Yep.
Like, she...
I mean, what at this point, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, how old are they? 70-something?
Yeah.
Like, at this point, why get divorced?
And did you see... I think he's pretending to be blind. Like for the trial and stuff. And he's using a cane. I mean, he was doing comedy not even a year ago.
I know that he's been in diminishing health for a while. And it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, this trauma has kind of like really adversely affected him.
Well, that happened with the Penn State guy.
Joe Paterno.
Yeah, because he was already in failing health.
And then
that scandal broke out and it just
killed him.
You know, I think that when you're already battling an illness and then you've got all this dust kicked up in your life, it definitely does progress things a lot faster. So
it's a shame, man, because you go back and listen to Bill Cosby himself. Still one of the greatest stand-up comedy routines of all time.
Yeah, I mean, he was really good, and everybody loved his message. He was always trying to make the black community better.
Yes,
he was always,
absolutely.
He was always, you know, reaching out and not afraid. I think he was one of the first people to come out and say, you know, pull up your pants and
name,
you know,
your kids' real names.
Right, you know, and that's not something white people can say, you know.
No,
but somebody
it's not.
Like him, such a you know, a great figure for them.
And he was such a great. Supporter of education.
Yes.
You know, I think he was on the board for Temple where he graduated.
I just can't believe he made it this far before this came out.
I can.
You know, it's like, I can't.
It's unfortunate, but I can't. Because think of the empire you're talking about. How massive the Cosby Show was.
Right.
You know, and everything else that was around. The things that Bill Cosby had his hands in between, obviously, the Cosby Show.
Right.
Fat Albert is Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Jell-O Pudding. Like, he
those damn
was,
pudding pops were the shit.
Yep.
The ice, I mean, cream ones.
He was everybody's dad.
And now
white, black, Mexican, whatever. He was everybody's TV dad.
Yep.
There was a lot of layers of protection around that guy and a lot of money to make things go away.
And he played with fire, because this didn't happen a couple of times. We've got, what, 40, 50 women that have come forward now?
Yeah. The only thing that bums me out, and I hate to say this because it makes me sound like I think she deserves this and she doesn't, is it bums me out that Angie Dickinson is correct.
Oh, Janice Dickinson. The supermodel.
Yeah.
I've got a look.
Because that chick, like... starts drama for the sake of drama.
She does.
And,
she does.
And I hate that she's right on this one.
I have a love-hate relationship with her. Sometimes I really like her, and other times I'm like, yeah.
She was great when she was the singer for Aerosmith.
She could be Steven Tyler's long-lost sister.
She could be Steven Tyler.
Yeah, she could. A little more plastic surgery on his part.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever done like a side-by-side of them?
I don't know, but it's creepy. They look identical.
They could be related. And then other news, Johnny Depp, what did he do? He got married.
Well, per the reports, it depends on who you want to listen to.
Yeah.
Amber Heard filed for divorce.
Which is his wife.
Which is his now estranged wife, separated wife. Filed for divorce last week, citing irreconcilable differences and abuse. And
she showed some pictures.
Yeah, well, what's crazy is she did it the day of the Hollywood premiere of the new Alice in Wonderland movie.
Yes, he's got this huge movie coming out.
So they said he did the premiere, seemed fine. You would have no idea anything was going on.
People were asking him where she was, and he just said she's working or she's at home.
And then the next day, she filed and was granted a restraining order based on a threat of violence.
Okay.
And he has come out and denied everything, saying, I'm sorry, he hasn't, his representatives have, saying that due to his hectic schedule, he does not have time to address these inflammatory, blatantly false, defaming accusations.
Yeah.
She's claiming that throughout their entire four-year relationship, so prior to their marriage, he was verbally and physically abusive and has a substance abuse problem.
And then she married him.
Right.
Great decision. So,
right. Smart.
Yeah.
It's widely known that he's battled substance abuse for a long time. He's kind of the new Robert Downey Jr.
Can I just say, I don't get Johnny Depp. I think he's stupid. Is he from America? Does he just have an accent for fun?
He's the male Madonna.
Okay. I don't think he's cute. Not even kind of. He was cute in Crybaby. And I'm like, I watched that movie 85 times.
I saw that movie the other week and I still don't understand that movie. But I get it. He's a good looking movie.
I don't get the allure of Johnny Depp. I don't think he's charming. I don't think he's charismatic. I don't watch his movies. I don't like his interviews. I don't understand why people love him so much.
My only problem with Johnny Depp is that ever since Pirates of the Caribbean, that character has become Johnny Depp.
Is that why he's so weird now?
I think he's always been a little goofy and a little eccentric, but I think he's gone so far up his own ass that the character of Jack Sparrow has overtaken who Johnny Depp is, and they're now one and the same. Every character he does, even the Mad Hatter, is
an
Jack
extension
Sparrow.
Of that. See, I don't even watch any of his movies. That's how disinterested I am in him.
I liked the early stuff. I thought 21 Jump Street was good.
Yeah.
Crybaby, he was great. That movie is just weird.
I know. That's why I love it so much.
I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff he's done. He's done stuff that I like.
He just seems like one of those people who is weird for the sake of being weird.
Very much so.
You know, like, look at me, I'm
so
weird.
Well, he's in the band now.
Oh, of course he is. That makes sense.
He's in a band with Alice Cooper, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses, Stephen Perry from Aerosmith, and there's somebody else that I'm forgetting.
I don't know. Jared Leto?
And they're called Midnight Vampires.
That's stupid. That's so stupid.
I'm sorry, Hollywood Vampires.
Whatever. Johnny Depp. So does he have to do more press on that movie now?
I'm sure he will. Although I would imagine they're going to greatly minimize his exposure right now.
God, he's so weird. Kelly Osbourne tweeted the phone number of her dad's mistress. It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, because the girl's like a hairdresser, and she got on Twitter, and she's like, if anybody needs a blowout or a blow...
Wow.
You know, call this number, and then like blew this lady's phone up, so...
That's very Osbourne style.
I would say, what do you think, immature or go for it?
She learned it from mom.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember distinctly Kelly and Sharon being on the side of the stage and throwing eggs at a band while they were performing because they refused to go on stage before Ozzy. So Ozzy had to go on before this other band.
Yeah,
Sharon and Kelly threw eggs at the band the entire time.
I love it. If the shoe fits, lace that bitch up. Not everybody reacts like that, but, you know, we kind of need people to do that, make the world go round. So
yep.
I thought it was, I almost called the number.
That's awesome.
But I found the story like a day too late. And then instead.
Was her name Becky?
No, but if it was, that would have made all of the sense in the world. Damn it. We're still wondering who Becky is with the good hair. And I've got a death watch taken for Lamar Odom. He is drinking again, and Khloe has filed for divorce.
You know what? Is he drinking because he's been with the Kardashians?
No. You know, if he can't heal his mind after almost dying and being on life support and learning how to walk again, and within months you are back in a bar.
Addiction's a mofo.
It is, and I'm sure Khloe is absolutely brokenhearted. Because, you know, anybody who watched that show loved Lamar. You know, Lamar is so different than the Kardashians that, you know, it's just a whole different situation.
I think they were good for each other when they were healthy.
They were perfect, and I just wish he would realize that because his life would be so much easier if him and Khloe were together. Oh, the problems that we have. All right, I think that's it. Hey, coming up on our next show later this week, I guess it'll be Thursday's show, even though we're a day late this week. We're going to have a TSA agent on.
Sweet.
And we are going to ask him everything you wanted to know about the things he finds in people and their body cavities. And
boy, do I got questions.
The naked machine you have to stand in and all that good stuff.
Not me anymore.
Oh, we'll talk about that too. All right, the Spice Girls are singing us out, which means that we have to go until I see you next time. Be good, have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a little bit smart, assy, hoss.
Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. For all those who are relatives of someone who paid the ultimate price, we thank you.
We love you guys. We love our troops. Fallen. Yep, thank you so much. We'll see you next week, or we'll see you later this week.
See ya!
Thank you very much.